Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. One of the most publicized movies to hit the multiplex this season is Jerry Seinfeld's new project, Bee Movie. It features Jerry finding his place among an army of male bees who defend the hive, stingers at the ready, and bring home the bacon. Nectar. This scientifically flawed view of bee society perplexed New York Times writer Natalie Angier. Ms. Angier points out that a hive is actually headed by a queen. Virtually all the work is done by armies of she-bees, and they're the ones that sting, not the males, known as drones. Ms. Angier joins us from Washington. Welcome to Living on Earth, Natalie.
Glad to be here.
So let's start by listening to a clip from Bee Movie, which was recently released.
Launch position!
Barry B. Benson, Jerry Seinfeld, prepares to take flight with a squad of male honeybees to forage for nectar.
Black and yellow!
Hello!
Are you ready for this, hotshot?
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on.
Win. Check.
Antenna. Check.
Nectar pack. Check. Wing. Check.
Stinger. Check.
Scared out of my shorts. Check.
Okay, ladies. Let's move it out.
Okay, Natalie, now, as I understand biology, the guys, I don't think they go out and get nectar, and they certainly don't have stingers.
No, there is no such thing as a male bee with a stinger, because the stinger is actually a highly modified ovipositor, what the female would use to lay eggs through if she could, but the worker bees can't, so they have these stingers instead. But there's no way for this to pop up on a drone, on a male bee. And male bees also do not go out and have anything to do with the gathering of food for the hive or pollinating flowers or anything like that. The male honeybees are called drones for a reason. They really don't work for a living.
So, okay, why are there male bees then anyway?
They're basically packets of sperm with wings is what they are. I mean, they are born strictly to inseminate a queen bee. So the male bee, what does he do? Well, okay, so during the mating season, he leaves the hive and he goes off to basically what amounts to a kind of a bee singles bar and tries to find a queen who will accept him. And if the queen does accept him and if he mates with the queen, if he's lucky enough to do that, well, basically he deposits his little his little organ in the queen, and in the same way that a worker bee, when she stings someone, will die, he will die after doing that. In fact, it kind of pops off and you can hear them dropping to the ground after this happens. So this is his sole goal in life. It's not exactly a happy life, and the ending is bound to be tragic. But I think that there could have been more comic possibilities than that if someone had wanted to explore.
Yeah, this sounds so funny. I mean,
sounds right up Seinfeld's alley, tell you the truth.
I mean, you can see these guy bees out at the singles bar. What is the bar called? Bee's Knees or something?
That's pretty good.
You know, and they're going about their business. I think this could be quite funny. But instead, Hollywood can't countenance the fact that the hive runs on female power.
Females run the show, definitely. And this is also true of ants, the other big social insect that, of course, when Woody Allen made the movie Ants back in 1998, they did the same thing. And actually, A Bug's Life was also about ants. And they made all the main characters male, the soldier ants, the worker ants, all of which would be female in a real ant's nest. So they keep doing this over and over again.
Okay, Natalie, why?
I think it's because, well, you know, the thing about insects, social insects like the bees and the ants, is that because they have this highly organized society, it seems human, right? So this is kind of the human idea here is, oh, well, this is like a society like ours, and we're going to use this as a device to talk about issues of autonomy, of freedom, of control, social control, all of these things you might want to explore. But you don't want to necessarily have a limit to using only female characters to do this. So they just decided, well, we'll take this part of the biological reality and toss the rest away. I think it's just because Hollywood feels safer making things male-directed, male-centered.
You don't suppose there's a stinger envy, do you?
That's good. I wish I'd thought of that one. Yeah, that might be something about... I mean, the stinger does seem so much like a weapon, like everything that you associate with quintessential maleness. But I don't know. I don't know what Hollywood's calculations are, and I don't know how much of it is just kind of habit and how much of it is just fear or how much of it is calculated. I really can't say.
So, biological accuracy, unimportant. You know, kids have limited exposure to science education. Why take such a great outlet as this multi-million-dollar film and use it to spread misinformation to them?
Because I think Hollywood considers itself a source of entertainment, not education. And, you know, okay, I can understand that. And some of these movies, they're kind of clever. But I think it would be even more clever if they actually did explore some of the real themes that are going on there. Now, it is true, what would be interesting, if someone wants to talk about a social insect where both males and females do all the work together, we're talking about the termites there. So if we want to have a movie about termites, that would be more legitimate to talk about these kinds of roles being distributed a little bit more equitably.
Well, sooner or later, maybe Natalie Angier is going to write this movie.
Ah, there's an idea.
Natalie Angier writes for the New York Times. Her article is called In Hollywood Hives, The Male's Rule. You may also know her book called Woman, An Intimate Geography. Natalie, thanks so much for taking this time.
Thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
You know, Dad, the more I think about it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me.
And you were thinking of what, making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger.
Well, no.
Get it? Your son's not sure he wants to go into honey.
Oh, Barry, you are so funny sometimes.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You're not funny. You're going into honey. Our son, the stirrer.
You're
going
to be a stirrer?
No one's listening to me. Wait.